I pray you'll stand with me again tonight. All right, Psalms chapter 90, verse 10. I want to talk to you about your eternal flight. Your eternal flight. For the days of our years are 70 years. That means 60. And 10. So 60 and 10 is 70. So God gives us 70 years. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, 80. Yet is there strength and labor and sorrow. Yeah, all our life we have sorrow. For it is soon cut off. And look at the last, and what? And we fly, say it with me again, and we fly away. That's why they sing it. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. Bum, 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 dun, 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 dun. I'll fly away. I forgot the words. Okay. But you know what I was doing, right? Amen? Let's have a moment of prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for this church, these people. Thank you for the little ones and the younger ones. And Father, thank you for the ones that you'll be soon coming in coming months. Bless each one. Help me to do well for you today, Father. I really want to be a blessing to the people. Help me to put in their heart that they never have to worry about death. They know Christ as Savior. And I just pray you'll come down. And Lord, I already feel your spirit here. Come down and just meet with us more. And may your name be lifted up and glorified, we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. May be seated. Monday, our beloved Bobby Bevington went to be with the Lord. And Bobby, on Monday night, took his eternal flight around 10:30. He left his body. When a person dies, they have an eternal soul and spirit that lives in their body. God made man just like him, a trinity. Man is a body, soul, spirit. And when you die, your soul and spirit leave immediately. They either go to heaven or they go to hell. You say, what about the body? When Jesus comes back, those bodies that are in the grave, that's right, grave. I can't write today. I never could write. When Jesus comes back, your soul and spirit, and by the way, that soul and spirit knows everything. It can talk, you know, it sees, and and then when Jesus blows the trumpet and we come up in the clouds in the rapture, those that are saved, they're going to unite with that body, soul, and spirit. And we're going to have an eternal body that never gets sick, never gets never dies. Amen? Amen? Right now, June and Bobby Bevington, their spirit and their soul, and all those that are saved were before that, their spirit and soul is in heaven right now. Okay? They're just waiting for their body to be resurrected. And then what 1 Corinthians 15 teaches, that we'll have a glorified body. Later this week, you ought to read 1 Corinthians 15. It'll tell you about that glorified body. Glow. It's going to glow. But Pastor Jay mentioned in Sunday school how we're not going to need lights in heaven. The brightness of God's going to light everything. Shows you God's pretty bright. Amen? He's the light of the world. And so, upon death, the eternal soul and spirit takes flight. I'm talking about taking your eternal flight today. At death, our spirit and our soul positively leaves our body. By the way, they've actually had instruments and they had, on people when they died, and they've actually proved, they've actually went down a little, it's a fraction, it's very, but they did notice that the body went down in weight. It's an actual fact. It's because your soul and spirit leaves. Notice, though, in verse 10, and we fly away. How many see that? The Bible positively states that we fly away somewhere when we die. You're going to fly to heaven or you're going to fly to hell, but you're going to fly somewhere. There's no doubt in my mind, because Hebrews teaches me that we have guardian angels. The Bible says they're ministering spirits, Hebrews 1:14, that watch over us. When a saved person dies, I really believe this, there are at least two angels that escort them to heaven, at least. When a person dies without Christ, I believe they get escorted by demons, devils, and down to hell. But this says, and we fly away. I know I preached on this before. Usually, though, when someone dies in our church, I try to reassure the church that you know where you're going. No one has to fear death if you're saved. But we're going to fly somewhere. Death is real. People all over the world are going to die today. Every day, all over the world, people die daily. Death is real. Death is certain. The Bible says in Hebrews, I'm going to read it to you. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. It's appointed unto, as is appointed unto man once to die. It's appointed unto man once to die. All people die. I'm going to die. You're going to die. The only exception for you and I not dying is if Christ comes and gets us in the rapture. And I believe we got a good chance of that happening. It could happen while I'm preaching today. We're so close. As the point under man wants to die, but after this, the judgment. And so all men will die. There's no escaping death. Other than the rapture, there's no other exception. And even then, you got to be saved for the rapture. Now, because we have a sinful blood in us that we got from Adam. Down 6,000 years ago, Adam sinned, and he's passed the sin gene all the way down. Brother Jordan, that baby comes, he'll have Jordan's blood. He'll have some of his traits and his genes, and boy, they'll show up right away, because Jordan's a sinner. So are you and I. They'll find out one. Sometimes that baby will be crying, and they'll rush. Oh, look, there's something wrong with the baby. No, the baby just wants you to hold him. But let me help you, young couples. Feed the baby first, and check the diaper second, and then if he still starts crying, then you notice he's faking. Amen. You didn't know what I'm talking about. We got some rookies in here. They got to learn. Listen. Romans 5:12 says this. Wherefore is by one man sin entered the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men. That's Romans 5:12. All of us got the sinful blood of Adam. Their baby's going to have Jordan's blood. But Jordan got his blood from his daddy, and the kids keep going. All our generations, how many have ever done a genealogy? I've got mine back to the 1700s. No one's ever done a genealogy? Your heritage? Okay, yeah. Well, they can only take the Skyvers for me back to the 1700s that they had record of. But I'm going to tell you keep following your record all the way back to, you'll end up at the Garden of Eden. All our blood came from Adam. Wherefore, by one man, sin entered the world, and death by sin, for death passed upon all men. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I'm going to read, I'm in Hebrews, I'm going to read 9:28. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. The choir sang about that today. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. Boy, that precious blood. Oh, that blood that Christ shed. The Bible says in Leviticus that the life of the flesh is in the blood. Look up here. The life of the flesh. And Jesus shed his blood on Calvary. Jesus shed his blood. He gave his life for you and I. Don't take that shed blood lightly. It cost Jesus his life to give us life. Amen? So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. You don't need religion. It's not being a Baptist, a Catholic, a Lutheran, a Methodist, you name any. It's knowing Christ as Savior. To get to heaven, you've got to know that you're a lost sinner and that Christ died for your sins, and that if you just receive His gift, the gift of eternal life, it's free. You don't work for it. A lot of people out here are trying to work for their salvation. You can't work for it. It's a free gift. In the Old Testament, every Christian should have their confidence and assurance in Christ that when they die, they're going to go to heaven. I'm glad Bobby had confidence he was going to go to heaven. In the Old Testament, David said in Psalms 23:4, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Why, David? "For thou art with me." Boy, that's great to know when you're going to die, you got someone with you that's going to take you over to the other side. Amen? "For thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Christians need to not fear at death. David also said after his young son died, that the young one that was only a few weeks old, a few days old, but now, 2 Samuel 12:23, "But now he's dead," talking about that infant baby. "But now he's dead, wherefore should I fast?" Remember, he fasted, didn't do anything, didn't eat nothing, didn't worship. He was asking God to let his boy live, but the baby died, just like God said he would. "Wherefore shall I fast? Can I bring him back again?" No, you can't. But David said, "I can't bring him back. I shall go to him." David knew that his baby son was in heaven. All babies go to heaven. If you've lost a baby, you don't have to worry about that baby. God's merciful. When we come to accountability to understand we're a lost sinner, we need to be saved. But until a child becomes accountable to understand they need to be, they're safe. They're under God's mercy. How many are with me yet? All babies go to heaven. And if you've lost a baby, you don't need no one to pray over the coffin. No, you don't need no one to pray over the gravesite. You don't need to give money to some church. No, that baby already in heaven. By the way, you can't determine where that baby went. It's already determined. And God determined they'd go to heaven. That's why David said, "I shall go to him." I shall. He knew he was in heaven. And he knew he was going to heaven. If you place your faith and trust in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you've got God's promise of an eternal life. I know this is a basic message today. I know it's basic. Someone needs to hear this. I want you to turn with me to the Gospel of John, chapter 10. The Gospel of John, chapter 10. Can I tell you sometimes the most basic messages, you that are preachers, are the best messages that people can hear? Look at John chapter 10 and verse 27. Jesus said in John 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice." If you know God as your Savior, Christ, He speaks to you. Oh, you don't hear audible, but inside you hear Him. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them," look what God gives to you. Read this with me. "And I give unto them eternal life." Say it again. "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all. No man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." That's a tremendous passage of Scripture. There's a lot of people that teach you you can lose your salvation. There's a lot of people that teach you got to work for your salvation. I'm going to tell you, salvation's of God. It's all of God. You can't work for salvation. You can't earn salvation. All you got to do is take the gift of salvation. And the gift of God's Jesus Christ. How many like the gift? And no way you lose yourself. Once you're saved, you're always saved. I know a lot of times people fall back away from God. They get away from God, and they think, "I'm lost. I got to be saved again." No. You just got to get God to restore your joy of salvation again. Once you're saved, you're always saved. You don't need to get saved over and over and over. Trouble is, everyone makes sure they are saved, and then walk with God afterwards, have a close walk. Let me give you Titus 1:2. How many want to go to heaven? Let me quote you scripture, Titus 1:2. In hope of eternal life. How many want eternal life with Christ? In hope of eternal life, which God promised. In hope of eternal life, in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before the world began. Man, God made a promise for eternal life through Christ. This will blow your mind. Even before Adam and Eve came on the scene. God made a promise. Look up here. God made a promise to you and me that we could have eternal life before we were ever, man ever was created. Wow. In hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, Titus 1:2, promised before the world began. I'm going to tell you right now, God's serious about you going to heaven. God's serious about you not going to hell. Can anyone say amen? If you go to hell, it's your fault, not God's. No one can ever say God didn't have a chance. Look with me in John. Look at Luke 23. Look at Luke chapter 23 with me. I'll quit in a few minutes. I know you're probably bored today. You need to hear this. You say, I know it all, preacher. Well, know a little more about it. It's amazing what God can show you. If you look at Luke 23 and verse 43. And Jesus said unto him, remember the two thieves on the cross? And the one thief says, man, if you're Christ, get us down from here, man. The other one said, don't you know we're deserving what we get? We're sinners. And he said, Lord, remember me. Look at verse 42. He said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. That man got saved while he was dying on the cross of Calvary. I do believe in deathbed confession because there's one right here. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today, did he wait? Today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Now watch, look up here. When Abraham and Isaac and Jeremiah and Daniel and all the great prophets, Isaiah, all the people down through the time before Christ, before Jesus came, before Jesus died on the cross, Calvary, when people died in the Old Testament, they couldn't go to heaven because Jesus hadn't shed his blood yet. The atonement wasn't made yet. In the heart of the earth, God had two places. One place was called paradise. Next time I'm going to get someone to write this for me. Or I'm just going to abbreviate. Abraham's bosom. It was called paradise or Abraham. Jesus called it paradise. On the other side was torment, which is called hell. I'm here with me. So when a man died in the old, before Jesus came, when people died in faith, looking towards for the Messiah to come, the Christ, they went here, paradise. Jesus told that man on the cross, today thou shalt be in paradise with me. That's where that man, in the heart of the earth. If the man in Luke 16, the Bible says he lifted up his eyes and he in torment. Remember Luke 16? How many are with me? He went to torment because he didn't have faith in Christ. But the other one, the beggar did go to paradise because he had faith in Christ. Got nothing to do with money, though. It's all faith in Christ. Now, when Jesus died on the cross, and then he arose that third day. See, when Jesus died on the cross, Annie, they put him in the tomb, his soul and spirit went right down into this place called paradise. Hey, boys, You've been looking for me for 4,000 years. Here I am. How many are with me yet? And what he did, he took all those people that were in this side, and he took them all up to heaven. Oh, you got to have a bee in there. Okay, heaven. But this side stayed there. So now this side's empty. But this side's still there. So when people die today, now that the blood's been shed, now when people die in our New Testament, like Bobby died Monday, he went, in June, they all went up just like that. Listen to me, I'm going to give you some scripture. I'll probably be on this board for a little bit yet. If you die without Christ, without him being your personal Savior, you're forever doomed, and you're going to go to hell, and there's no turning back on hell. There's no second chance. Look at Luke 16. Look at Luke 16. I didn't wear my watch, but I can see the clock. Hey, boy, if that preacher knew how hungry I was. Look up here. 249 pounds, and I don't eat before church. So don't tell me about hungry. I'm telling me, hurry up so you can go eat. We're having ham today, by the way. And so that's just what I need, isn't it? Oh, hambo. I want you to look with me in Luke 16. Look at verse 19. I know you've heard this before, but I really believe God wants you to hear it again. See, you need to know where you're going. Heaven should not be a hope so. Heaven should be a no so. A lot of Christians never serve God because they're always fearing that they're not going to make it. I'm trying to take that fear from you today, from the Word of God. Luke 16, there was a certain rich man which was clothed purple, fine linen. He fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at the gate full of sores, desiring to be fed with the crumbs, and fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores, that poor old beggar. And it came to pass that the beggar died. But he had faith in the one to come and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Let me see that. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. Two people died. One went here, paradise, Abraham's. The other one went here, torment. Are you still with me? And in hell, verse 23, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, seeing of Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in the water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Anyone tells you anything? There's not flames in hell? They're liars. God's word says there is. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receiveth the good things, likewise Lazarus the evil things, but now is comforted and thou art tormented. Look at verse 26. It's a major verse. And besides all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed. One man's in heaven, one man's in hell. The other man in hell says, get me out of here. Bring me some water. He said, I can't get to you. There's a great, in other words, like that gulf right there, like in between you guys. There's a big space between. And you can't go there, that you can't go there. When you die, wherever side you end up on, it's forever sealed. That's why you want to make sure you're forever sealed in heaven. So they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. He can't come to you, you can't come to him. A guy from heaven can't go to hell, a guy from hell can't go to heaven. Duh. Then he said, I pray thee, Father, thou wilt send unto me my father's house, for I have five. He said, okay, I can't get out of here. I'm eternally doomed and tormented. But I got five brothers that are still alive. Would you please tell? You want to know what they're crying out? You want to know what the prayer is from hell? Go tell the people of my family and my friends, get saved. Get saved, lest they come here too. He's that man right now. It's been over 2,000 years since Jesus was there. And he's still crying out. Tell him, preacher. Tell him it's hell's real. Hell's real. Hell's real. Tell him they don't want to come here. Warn him. Tell him to take Christ. He's still crying that out. Along with his other family that they didn't get saved. He's still there and he's going to be forever there till the last. Then God's going to throw him in the lake of fire. Revelation. Notice, Abraham's bosom or paradise, which was a heavenly holding tank for those before Christ shed his blood, and the sin debt had not been paid, so they went to that paradise side. They all died in these all died in faith, but then when Christ came and rose, he took him up with him. By the way, this is empty. This is still filling up. The sad part is, Eddie, this is not their final. When Christ comes, and after the millennium, we got the rapture. Come here with me. You got 7 years of tribulation coming up as soon as we get out of here. Then Christ comes back in his revelation. Are you with me, church? He sets up his millennium kingdom, 1,000 years. So you got, well, from where we are, I'll just put this. You got the rapture. We're right, that's where we are, right? We're real close to it. Come here with me. Then you got 7 years, tribulation. And then 1,000 years kingdom. That's a kingdom age. And then Christ comes back. No, then he comes down here in his revelation. Then you got the battle of Armageddon. Then you got 1,000 years kingdom age. And then you got new heaven, new earth. You got new earth. Look at, hold your hand, Luke, because I'm going to show you something there. Stay there in Luke. I'm going to read the rest of Luke. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. He said, nay, father, if Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead. He said, let me get out and tell them. They will repent. If you let me get out of hell and let me go, they'll believe me because I've already been there. He said, It said unto them, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded that one rose from the dead. People are so dark and blinded about truth. We get excited, and I do too. I rooted for the Ohio State game yesterday. We had the funeral yesterday. I was amening in the funeral because I knew Bobby's in heaven. Went home, and we had a piece of chicken, and then I went home and rested for a while. And then we went to, Autumn had a little, she turned 16. We went there and had a birthday party with her and the kids. And then I went home and rested for a while. And Luke, he had a football game at 7 o'clock over there at the Ravenna High School thing there. And Luke, he won. And him and Levi made some great plays and cost Grandpa $10. And I give him $5 if they do some good things. And so I'm glad they don't charge for parking and stuff there, man. But, then after that, I got home and rested a little bit, and then I didn't see the whole game, but I saw some of the game, I think. And the Ohio State Buckeyes won. Good day, amen. How many are still with me? People were rooting all the time. Why don't we root for Christ? Why don't we root for heaven? We can root for everybody else. Hello, it's quiet in here. We get all excited about the football game. There'll be one today, poor Cleveland. They got to play a real good team today. But won't be too much rooting there. Be some Putin, but and Putin and Putin. And, but other than that, they're not going to do it. We ought to be excited about heaven. We ought to get excited about what Christ's done for us. You know what? I've never got over being saved. God saved me off the streets of Galena. I've never got over getting saved. Because I know if I wouldn't have got saved, John, I'd be in hell right now. I know I would. I wouldn't be blessed with you. I wouldn't be blessed with my family. I'm going to tell you, we overlook what God's done for us. Amen? Turn with me to Matthew chapter 27. Matthew 27. I'm sorry, but sometimes when your sugar goes way up, sometimes it's hard to think. I hope I'm not doing real bad with you today. It's in my heart. It's when you're up there near 400, it's sometimes you lose thought. Look at Matthew 27:51. But we're going to get that sugar down. And I'm going to be able to have a clear mind. Amen. Look at 27:51. Behold the veil after Christ. Look 50. Jesus went and he had to cry again with a loud voice. Remember he cried out, "It is finished." He gave up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake and the rocks rent. Man! There's a whole lot of shaking going on. Amen? Jerry, whatever that guy was, he wasn't talking about that though. But this is a whole lot of shaking here. It's just, yeah, but it was God that was doing a whole lot of shaking here. How many are with me? Are you getting what I'm trying to tell you? This is the real whole lot of shaking going on. This is the authorized whole lot of shaking going on. Watch what it says in 52. By the way, it's going to shake again when he comes back. And the graves were open. Uh-oh. Woo! After the resurrection, not before. Remember, they couldn't go to heaven, Eddie, because the price hadn't been paid. But after Christ rose, and the graves, 52, and the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints. If you're saved, you're a saint. If you're not saved, you're an ain't. You ain't going. And the graves were open, and the many bodies of the saints were slept, arose, came out of the graves. After, notice I put in, after his resurrection. How many see that? And they went in the Holy Spirit and appeared unto many. Can you imagine those people? Wow, you've been dead for 10 years. Man, you're looking pretty good. You know what's sad? God could do that today, even before, he won't, but if he could. Bobby, if we had some people come out of the grave right today, there'd still be people that come to, oh, I don't believe it. You weren't dead. You were just faking. Yeah. When they get to hell, they're not going to say, I'm not in hell. I'm just faking. Yeah, sure. Their bodies, look, those Old Testament saints, God resurrected them, and he took them up to heaven with them. Isn't that exciting? Now the Bible says to be absent from the body, be present with the Lord. We go straight there now. 2 Corinthians 5:6, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And then verse 8 also talks about that we'll be present with the Lord. I'm going to look at one more scripture. I'll close out here. Look at Ephesians chapter 4, verses 8 through 10. Ephesians chapter 4, Galatians, Ephesians. Look at Ephesians 4:8. Wherefore, you got Ephesians 4:8? This is telling you what Christ did for those Old Testament saints. Wherefore, he said unto them, when Christ ascended up on high, he led captivity captive. Oh, what do you mean, preacher? When Jesus ascended up on high, all the people that were in here, he took those that were captive in here, he took them right up to be in heaven. Woo! That's exciting. By the way, it does tell you it's Christ. Wherefore, he said, when he ascended, Christ ascended up on high, he led captivity, that was the Old Testament saints, and he gave gifts unto men. Now, he that ascended, that was Christ, what is it? But he also descended first. See, Jesus went down first, and then he brought all the people up with him again. Hallelujah, second. Are you still with me? In other words, after Christ died on the cross, he descended down into that lower part, paradise. How many of you understand what preacher's trying to show you? Now he that ascended, the one that went up, he also descended first. Before he ascended, he descended in the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up. That's the same Jesus. Far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. I'm going to tell you, those Old Testament saints, he said, I know you've been waiting for me. Here I am. Come on, let's go up. I'm taking you all the way to glory now. Boy, can you imagine the shouting? Amen? Wait till we get there. There'll be a whole lot of shouting going on. He did it because the debt was paid. Now, in closing, I'm going to say this. It looks like it's 10 minutes to 12. I'll get you out by 12. Now, when the people died in faith in Christ in the Old Testament, they went straight. Now, they died in faith, but Christ took them up. Now, when people die, like Brother Bobby just died. Bobby died Monday. Bobby didn't have to ascend nowhere. Descend nowhere. No, he went straight to heaven. Matter of fact, a second or two, the moment he died, his soul and spirit left that body. Pretty exciting. I think it was... Oh, it's been 15, 20 years, maybe 20 years ago. We used to have a member named Eddie Lyman here. Eddie Lyman, older fella. And me and John Bowen went to see Eddie. And he was in intensive care. And I prayed for Eddie, and I told John, I said, man, I really believe God's going to take him real soon. I believe Eddie's going to go to heaven real soon. We took a few steps. Were you with me that time, Eddie? Okay. It was John Bowen then, and I thought it might be three of us. I couldn't remember. And we took a few steps, and this man that was completely collapsed, couldn't open his eyes, couldn't do nothing, just barely breathing. All of a sudden, he did this, Colton. His body literally raised up. He literally raised up. If I was in good shape, I'd get down and do it, but I can't. But he was laying, and his whole body raised up, and he was. And I said, John, he's going. He sees the glory of heaven. And he went like this, and he flopped right back down, dead, gone. I really believe he saw the portals of heaven. I believe that, and I'm not making it up. I was there. I've seen a lot of things in my life. And I said, wow, John, how about that? We saw Eddie when he literally saw the portals of heaven. Well, you say, I don't believe that. Well, you don't have to believe it, but it's the truth. Corinthians 5, 6, and 8 says that, I'm going to read to you. 2 Corinthians 5, 6, and 8. That's bad when a preacher can't quote scripture. I have it all in my heart. Maybe God wanted me to read it. 2 Corinthians 5, 6. Therefore, we are always confident. God's word, not mine. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather be absent from the body than to be present with the Lord. That tells me when you die, if you're saved, the moment you die, you're going to be with Christ. That's exciting. How many are glad they know when you die you're going to bear it with Christ? You got God's word on it. Look, and then Paul wrote again. I'll read it to you in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. For which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know. I'm in 1:12 of 2 Timothy. For I know whom I believed, and persuaded that he, God, is able to keep that which I committed unto him against that day. He wasn't worried about going to hell. He knew he was in the hand of God. Can I ask you something? Do you know where you're going? You ought to. Are you sure you'd go to heaven if you died? You ought to be. Because that's the most important decision in your life. It's an eternal decision. And it's a decision that has to be made while you're here on earth, because after you die, if you're not saved, you have no chance of coming back. And there's not enough people that can pray you, and they can't give enough money, then they can't light enough candles. No, it's all over. How many are still with preacher? I'm going to read the last scripture. Turn with Acts chapter 7, and I'm all done. Acts chapter 7. I'm getting there. Acts chapter 7, verse 55. They took Stephen out and they stoned him. Stephen's getting ready to die here. Look at 55 of Acts 7. But he being, talking about Stephen, but he being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfast. But you know, that's a good dressing. Look up. Look up to Jesus. Look up steadfastly into heaven and saw. He saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Woo! Heaven's opened up for him, Annie. And he said, behold, I see the heavens open. The Son of Man standing on the right hand. I wonder if Eddie Lyman saw that. It's in the Bible. This man saw it way before it. How many are still with me? They cried with a voice, stopped their ears and ran upon him, cast him out of the city, stoned him. And the witness laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. That's Apostle Paul. They stoned Stephen, calling upon God, saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. He knew where it was going. Kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had thus said this, he fell asleep. He died. Man. Whew. Pretty exciting. They stoned Stephen. He looks up and sees the Lord and the heavenly host. And oh, my lands. He said, I see him. Boy, all them people are... Here's the thing. They couldn't see what he saw. See, the natural man does not receive the things of God. They're spiritually discerned. But he saw heaven's glory. And they kept stomping on him, stoning him. You got to die. You're killing us just by your talking. See, the word of God never goes out void. Boy, what a promise, Lizzie. What a promise. If the Lord takes me real soon or in the future, don't come here and cry. I want right up there, put my King James Bible inside me. I want a nice King James Bible. Take one of the ones I'm preaching on. Put it in my casket. I'm taking it with me. Amen. Put an American flag in there too while you're at it. Christian flag. We'll see. Don't worry about me, man. If the Lord calls me, I'll be shouting in glory. I did all this for one reason. Heaven really is real. Life and death is real. The reason Christ came 2,000 years ago, he knew everyone was going to die. He wants everyone to go to heaven. You don't get to heaven by being good. You get to heaven by being saved. If you've never asked Christ into your heart to save you, I hope you do it today while you're thinking about it. Oh, I'll do it another day. No, you won't. Satan will take that, snatch that from you. Today is the day of salvation. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the assurance of heaven. Thank you for letting us know that when we die, you're going to be there for us. I don't pray for those that are saved. I pray here now for those that are not saved. Lord, that they would walk out of this church knowing that when they died, they'd go to heaven. Help them have faith in you today, Father, that become a child of God. And help us that are saved to have a burden to witness to others, lest they come in that place of condemnation also. Lord, I just pray right now. Holy Spirit, go up and down each pew. Holy Spirit, go up and down each aisle. Work in men's hearts, ladies' hearts, children's hearts. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, how many could say, "Preacher, I know for sure there was a day I saw myself a lost sinner, and I'm sure if I died, I'd go to heaven." Could you raise that hand? I'm sure, positive, that I'd go to heaven. Thank you. You may put them down. No one's looking. I'm wondering. And I'm not going to come to you, but I want to pray for you. How many would be honest with themselves and honest with God and say, "Preacher, I really don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. I really don't know if I died, I'd go to heaven. But I'd sure like to know. Would you pray for me that God would show me?" Just lift your hand. Let me pray for you. Anyone like that? "Preacher, I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven, but I want to go. Would you pray for me?" Anyone like that today? "Pastor, I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven, but I'd sure want to go to heaven when I die. Pray for me." Just lift your hand up and put it back down. Let me see it. Anyone like that at all? "Pastor, pray for me. Pray for me." Yes, I see that. God bless you. Anyone else? "Pray for me." It's not easy. It's no one's looking. By the way, it's the most important thing in your life. I think I'd want to settle here at this church today before you die in your deathbed and it's too late. Last call. "Pray for me, preacher. I don't want to die and go to hell. I'm not sure I'm saved. Pray for me." Anyone like that? Pray for me. Father, you know the hearts of all people. Holy Spirit, you have to draw people to you. I did see one hand. I pray that young man would get saved. Lord, if there's any others, oh God, help them break through the darkness. Oh God, help them break through the darkness into the marvelous light of Christ. I pray in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand. You want to come and pray for any reason, you come. You want to be saved.